This is Warrior Kid Podcast number 31, Ask Uncle Jake. This podcast is based on the three Way of the Warrior Kid books. The first one, Wimpy to Warrior, the Navy SEAL way. The second one, Mark's Mission. And now the third one, Where There's a Will. The books are about young Mark, who faces a lot of problems that kids everywhere face. But Mark gets help solving those problems from his Uncle Jake, who is a Navy SEAL and who stays with Mark in the summertime. This podcast is usually for kids to hear some more lessons from Uncle Jake and also get a chance to ask Uncle Jake some questions. But today, we have a very special guest. A special guest who is a Navy SEAL, a special guest who is a doctor, and a special guest who is an astronaut. I don't know if you can get any cooler than those three things. His name is Johnny Kim, and I was lucky enough to work with Johnny Kim together when we were both in the SEAL teams. So Johnny, thanks for coming on the show.
I'm excited to be here.
So I wanted to ask you some pretty simple questions about your life so you can help some warrior kids along the way.
Let's do it.
All right. The first one I want to ask you is, what was the hardest thing for you to do when you were in school, and what did you do about taking on that challenge, whatever it was?
Oh, man. School can be hard, right? It's hard to see a lot of times, especially when you just want to go out and play with your friends, why you have to sit in a classroom and listen to your teacher and study. But for me, I think I was lucky enough that I had parents and teachers tell me the value of all that hard work. We hear it all the time. Hard work yields results. Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't think I really knew what that meant as a kid. But learning and seeing that all that hard work in the classroom, and also if I'm, playing sports, it's that consistency that really helps you achieve the goals you want to get.
So when you were in school and you worked hard, let me ask you this. Could you have ever become an astronaut if you didn't work hard when you were in sixth grade?
Absolutely not. No. We being an astronaut, a Navy SEAL, a doctor, those are all fun and great jobs to do because you get to help people and you get to share in your excitement about all the fun and important things you get to do. But there is a hard work component to that. And absolutely, you need to work hard every single day. And there may be days where you trip up and fall, but that's all right. We all do it. I think we all just need to remember, especially as kids, that no one is perfect. Even our parents and teachers are not perfect. But just getting up and keep trying, keep working hard is really important to achieve your goals.
Was there anything that was really hard for you when you were going through Navy SEAL training?
Oh, yeah. I think all of it was hard, right? I think one of the hardest things for me was realizing that the goal I wanted was so far away, right? It's hard to keep goals in focus. Yeah, you want to be a fireman or a policeman or an astronaut, a doctor. And it requires a lot of hard work, but sometimes it's hard to see yourself make that kind of progress. Like when you're playing a video game, you can see your character making that progress as you're playing the video game. But in life, those results are often not as quick. So for me, one of the hardest parts about being a Navy SEAL was understanding that my goal was far in the distance, but I had to keep working hard every single day to make sure I didn't lose focus of that goal.
So would you set smaller goals sometimes to make sure that you had something to try and strive after?
Absolutely. Giant leaps require small steps, right? Everything requires small steps. There's no way to become an astronaut or a doctor or a policeman in one giant leap. No one does it. If you think anyone does it, you're wrong. Everyone takes little small steps towards their goals. And that goes for, like, if your goal is, I want to throw a really good fastball this summer, or I want to get good grades on my next math test. Well, all it takes is just one step in front of the other. And just know that everything you do brings you a little bit closer to that goal.
What was the hardest thing that you found when you were trying to become a doctor?
Oh, you know, like a lot of the same things that I told you about was hard to be a Navy SEAL, is keeping those distant goals in focus. If you realize that all of life's challenges are really the same thing, it's just packaged differently. This year it might be a hard math test or an English test, but keeping focus of that, that was the hardest thing in medical school, because medical school is a long time and it requires a lot of studying every single day. And for me, that was also the most difficult part, is just reminding myself that, hey, the reward for doing all this hard work at the end is that I get the opportunity to be a doctor so that I can help other people and get to do what I've always dreamed about doing.
Okay, you've talked a lot about hard work, and all the warrior kids out there definitely understand hard work. But I want to ask you a very serious question. What's the funnest thing you've done so far as an astronaut?
By far, the most fun thing I've gotten to do is fly a high-performance jet, a really fast pointy-nose jet called the T-38, and we get to do some G familiarization training. With that, it's a fancy way of saying we get to do loopy loops and barrel rolls and all these sorts of aerobatics in the air. For one, not just because it's fun, but it is training, and it's also getting you accustomed to what it feels like to have different forces, different gravity forces on your body, which is very relevant when you go to space, because in space you experience lots of different forces of gravity. You experience almost no gravity in space, but on the way up to space, you got to take a big rocket, right? And that rocket has got to accelerate you. And when you go through acceleration, you feel different forces of gravity. It's crazy. You'll feel like your body is much heavier than it really is.
Do you have to know how to fly the jet?
Everyone needs to learn the basic airmanship skills. So I am not a formal military pilot, but I always have in the same cockpit, I work with another former military pilot, and together we work together to do a mission profile and fly the. So I get to fly the sortie and make sure I appropriately pass the controls to my pilot when it's time to land. And that kind of teamwork is applicable in all life, is knowing where your strengths and weaknesses are, and making sure you ask for help or pass on certain parts of a job to other people. Knowing when to ask for help is so important, and we all need help in our lives.
Now, one of the things that I know we have to do when we're in the SEAL teams, and I think it's something that you have to do as an astronaut as well, is learn how to get some control over your emotions. So a lot of times, a lot of warrior kids out there, there's a bunch of different problems that every warrior kid faces, whether it's they lose a sports game, their sister or brother is annoying them, their mom or dad is telling them to do something that they don't feel like doing, and they start to feel their temper rise. And is there anything, first of all, what do you think good it does if you're an astronaut or you're a Navy SEAL and you lose your temper? And second, what do you do to keep your temper under control?
So this is such an important question, and something that not everyone gets, even adults, parents, teachers mess this up. I think the important thing is to remember that we're all human. We all make mistakes. And having that forgiveness of yourself, don't get all bent out of shape because you got mad or you lost control or your temper. It's going to happen. But you know what? Realize that when it does happen, you have more control than you think. I know from experience, and trust me, I have made this mistake plenty of times, but when you lose your temper, when you let emotion cloud your judgment, you may not make the best decisions, or you may hurt other people, hurt their feelings, and that can affect the way they treat you in the future. The people naturally, when they get their feelings hurt, they mount defenses and they don't want to listen to you. So you need to take a step back and just slow down and realize, hey, I might be mad because my team lost the game, but see the good out of it. There is always good that comes out of something like failing or even losing your temper, so that you realize, hey, the next time this happens, I can control, I can be in better control, or I can do a better job. And just realize that, hey, parents, adults, teachers, we don't even get it right. We mess up all the time. But knowing that we can always work on it to do a better job is important.
I definitely agree with that. And it's something that, again, I always try and talk to kids about learning to not lose your temper. When you lose your temper, you make such mistakes that you dig yourself a hole and climb into that hole.
Oh, yeah.
There's another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, and I think it's something that kids, they might not get pulled in this direction all the time, but there's something that inside the SEAL teams, and certainly when you and I worked together, there was something that was so important. And what it was telling each other the truth. And sometimes kids or adults, they get put in a situation where they think maybe the easier thing to do would be to tell a lie. Maybe you spilled milk in the kitchen and it'd be a little bit easier. Your mom wouldn't get so mad if you told your mom that the cat did it. Or maybe something happened at school. Somebody broke something and you saw them do it, and maybe you think the easier thing to do would be just tell a lie about what happened. And I don't think we talk about enough in the SEAL teams the fact that the most important thing between you and me as SEALs on the same team is that I know that you're going to tell me the truth, and you know that I'm going to tell you the truth. And when we get in those situations where, again, sometimes maybe it seems like I should just tell you a lie because I don't want you to be mad at me, that will end up hurting me much, much worse than just telling the truth.
Absolutely. We all make mistakes. I made mistakes. I mess up every single day. And telling a lie, while it might seem like a good idea at the moment, is never a good idea. Trust is the most important thing about being a warrior kid. And being responsible and honest, integrity, these are values that are so important to being a warrior. And believe it or not, you might think that telling a lie and saying, oh, it wasn't me who did this naughty thing, or it was the cat or something. People, your parents, teachers, your friends, they will love you and respect and appreciate you so much more that you had the courage to tell the truth. And that's what being a warrior kid is about, is having the courage to do the things that we are scared to do, but mounting up and doing it anyways. And that's what telling the truth is about. If you apply that to everything you do in life, people will love, look up, and respect you so much more, and you will be on your path to being that warrior kid.
Now, you mentioned a little while ago, Johnny, you mentioned playing video games. Now, I understand that there's some video games that are pretty fun, and I know that there's some video games that are pretty educational, and I know that there's some video games that are not very educational, even though they might be fun. First of all, do you play video games?
I used to as a kid, but I do not anymore.
Okay. What do you think is there a point where playing video games becomes a bad thing? And is there a point where you get something good out of playing video games?
Absolutely. You know, you can replace video games with any other activity where too much of any one thing is not bad. And I think with video games, you can get sucked into a world where you're not experiencing or you're sacrificing your relationships with your friends and mom and dad. There's so much to experience in this life. Going out, making friends, playing in the playground. Life is the best video game. And you are in control. You are the main character and you're in control. When you view life like that, you see that you don't need to drown yourself in a video game for hours on end. Now, I'm not saying that playing all video games is bad, and certainly there are video games where you get to play with your friends, but it's important to do that in moderation, right? Making sure that you're not giving up the more important things, which is going out, experiencing life, trying challenging things, having new experiences. That's what life, the best video game, is about.
So it's important to, if you're going to play them, make sure that you're not playing them so much that they're interfering with real life.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what about food? A lot of times there's some food out there that is really tasty. It tastes really good. Maybe like a donut. Now, could you say the same thing about donuts and video games? Hey, maybe if you have a donut or you have a piece of cake once a week for dessert, that seems like, okay, you can do that. But if you have a piece of cake for dessert every single day and you have a piece of cake at lunch, all of a sudden, that's not healthy anymore.
Not at all. You know, it's okay to have that donut or that piece of cake every once in a while on your birthday or whatever celebration. And that's important to be able to share that with the people you love. But, you know, sugar, sweets, those are not good for us. They don't make, it's not the best fuel for our body, especially as we're growing to be that warrior kid. We need a sound body and mind, and we need the best fuel. If you've got a race car, do you want to put the worst, cheapest gasoline in your race car? No, you want to put the best stuff. You want to put the cleanest stuff. And that's how you should view your body. Just like a video, if you're playing a video game, you've got a character, do you want to equip your character with the worst armor? No, you want to equip them with the best. And that's what food is about. Making healthy choices, eating more fruits and vegetables, eating the right amounts of protein, having that balance with grains and meats and fish, that's all important stuff. So having the sweets, the sugars every once in a while is good, but don't take it too far. You want to keep your body clean so you can be the best warrior kid you can be.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Johnny Kim. You've been eating very clean for 2 weeks. You just had a great workout and you've been working out really good for the last 2 weeks. And all of a sudden you get magically transported into this restaurant. And in this restaurant, you can get any dessert that you want. Which one would you pick? Me, I'm going with a mint chocolate chip milkshake.
Oh, wow. I'd have to go with, oh man. I like ice cream cake a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah. Interesting. I'd have to say, yeah, on my birthday, I always like the cookies and cream ice cream cake with vanilla cake.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Are you going to be able to eat vanilla cake with ice cream cake when you are in space? Are they going to be able to ship that up there for you if it's your birthday while you're in space?
I don't think it'll be the same, but I think they'll be able to ship some pretty tasty things up there. And you'd be amazed the freezers and the fridges that we have on space. So I think I'll be able to get a little bit of a treat up there.
Well, hopefully they'll be able to get you some cake and ice cream for one dessert.
Yes.
Because we're not eating that every day. And that's what you meant, just so all the kids know, when you talk about doing things in moderation, that's what it means. It means not going crazy eating dessert every day, not going crazy playing video games every day, doing it a little bit, but keeping control. Just like you keep control over your emotions, you keep control over the way you act with things that, if you do too much of, they're not going to be good for you.
Absolutely.
Well, Johnny, thanks for coming on. We look forward to watching you launch into space. The Navy SEAL, the doctor, and the astronaut. That's what I mean by a warrior kid right there. How old are you, though?
36.
I think you're still a warrior kid compared to me. Thanks, Johnny. And that is all we have for this Warrior Kid podcast. And if you want to get one of the Warrior Kid books, you can get them at warriorkid.com. And you can get Mikey and the Dragons as well. And if you want a Warrior Kid t-shirt or a Warrior Kid jiu-jitsu rash guard, you can get them from jockostore.com. And if you start jiu-jitsu and you need a jiu-jitsu gi for kids, you can get one at originmaine.com, which is the same place where you can get some Warrior Kid Mulk, which is a little chocolate or strawberry protein mix that not only makes you stronger, but also tastes delicious. It tastes like dessert. Also, if you want a Warrior Kid picture for your wall, go to flipsidecanvas.com. And that is all we have for today. So thanks for listening. And remember what the Navy SEAL, doctor, astronaut, Johnny Kim said. And that is, if you want to reach your goals, you're going to have to work hard. So go out there, train hard, study hard, work hard, get after it, and be a warrior kid.